Hello, everyone, and welcome to Office Operations. My name is Lindsay Hansen, and this podcast is specifically for those in intermediate keyboarding. This is episode one, and what the topic is going to be today is office procedures for a beginner. These three things that I'm going to go over today are different steps or procedures that I have gone through personally in my life, and I would like to share them with you as an instructional type beneficial topic with you. We're gonna start off talking about the no's. And I don't mean no as a negative connotation, I mean K-N-O-W, no. There are three main things that you need to know as office procedures inside of an office. Number one, you must know the office. When you get hired to work inside of an office, any type of office, you need to make sure what type of an office you are working in. Are you working in a cubicle? Are you working at a front desk? Or are you working in a personal office? If you're working in a cubicle, more than likely, there is going to be background noise. There's going to be a lot of people around. If you work at a front desk, more than likely, you'll be working near the front door. If you have a personal office, though, it probably will remain quiet. You probably will have walls and a door. Just know your office. It is so important because that way you'll get to know the environment. Number two, know the technology. When you get hired to work in an office, every office uses something different. For example, word processing. Does the office use Microsoft Word? Does the office use Google Docs? Or does the office use Pages? All three of those different types of word processing software are going to be different in some way. But your office may use Mac computers. They may use just regular PC, HP personal computers. Not only do you need to know the word processing technology, but you need to know how to work a printer. You may say, how hard can a printer actually be? Can't be that difficult. Slap the book down, close the little lid, and press the big green button. No. Make sure you know how to work a printer. There are some printers out there where you look at them and they're so luxurious that you have no idea what is going on, what is happening. Know the printers. Lastly, for knowing the technology is going to be a fax machine and the phone. Now, I say fax machine, I know we have email, but some offices do still use fax machines. Make sure you know how to work a fax machine. And of course, I mentioned the phone. Make sure you know how to use a regular phone, not just a mobile device. That is knowing the technology. Now let's go to the last no. This is know the process. There is the mail process and the workflow process. Again, when you get hired to work in an office, you may be organizing the mail. Is it going to be organized in a specific way? Do you separate the confidential from the public? Know the mail process, super important. Next is the workflow process. Inside of an office, there are so many different things happening. It is so crucial that we understand the workflow. We need to communicate clearly, stay organized, and utilize the tools that you have inside of that office. Utilize the to-do lists. Utilize your work computer. If you have a work phone, utilize the work phone. Make sure you follow and understand the workflow process. Again, number one, know the office. Number two, know the technology. And number three, know the process. Again, this is office procedures for a beginner. And this is again for intermediate keyboarding and office operations, episode one. Stick around for episode number two. Thank you.